Full disclosure, when I read books, I usually skip everything before the first chapter. Stop with the prefaces, forewords, and introductions already, I think, as I flip to the good stuff. While you may feel the same and be tempted to skip this, I promise that it is important stuff. I have resisted writing this book for years. As a psychologist devoted to helping people live bold, embodied lives, I have a passion for inspiring people within a shared physical space. For a long time, I pursued this passion in an office with individual clients whose work was inspirational and deep. To manage a growing wait list, I began offering classes and group sessions based on topics such as parenting and developing a healthy sense of self. The unique dynamism of a gathering of people interacting with information and learning from and supporting each other was notable. Enthused by these early communal experiences, I began to take every opportunity to engage groups around topics that might help them grow. Putting people and meaningful information in a room together became a favorite activity of mine. Simply by being together, we pushed one another to engage the material more deeply, and profound levels of change in individuals and families took place. During the same time, my husband was employed in the high-tech industry, and our children and their friends were getting cell phones. My life among these early technology adopters and influencers allowed me to witness the rapid and full-scale embrace of technology in work, education, and personal spaces. I also was experiencing firsthand the way in which play and interaction among children changed as digital devices entered their worlds. Combining these observations and experiences with my doctoral training in human development, I found myself keenly interested in exploring how technology might impact healthy developmental trajectories for individuals, families, and communities. As engagement with technology and digital spaces became an ever-growing part of my life and the lives of everyone around me, I began to confirm that, while beautiful and full of potential, tech engagement had the capacity to be a major disruptor to the development of self and social relatedness. So convinced was I that anything short of a moderate embrace of technology would have a significant impact on human development that I started looking for research. In those early days, however, well-constructed academic research on the topic was hard to find. I began asking my own questions of just about any expert willing to talk. At the same time, I developed patterns of keeping in touch with technology trends and culture's adoption of them. Coalescing the results of the emerging research, anecdotal information I was gathering, and themes in pop culture, I put together a talk for a local elementary school about how parents' willingness to set intentional norms around technology use might set the stage for healthy development. Like a match to dry tinder, the message took. In the 15 years since, with no marketing effort, I've been honored to engage with thousands of audiences about how digital devices are shaping us in positive, negative, and neutral ways. I spend, on average, 15 hours per week culling academic journals, chasing down information on high-tech trends, and staying current with popular culture themes. I also spend as much time as possible talking with people of all ages, ethnicities, and cultural groups about how experiences in digital spaces are shaping them. Basically, I start conversations, I listen and research, and I try to provide reliable information to keep the conversation going about being deviced. Which brings me back to why I have resisted writing this book. I became a psychologist because I prefer to share information within a shared physical space more than I prefer to write about it. To that end, I have traveled from boardrooms to PTA meetings to university lecture halls to spiritual retreat centers across the United States and abroad. I have led auditoriums of middle schoolers through mindfulness meditations and introduced kinetic sand and pipe cleaners as fidget toys during talks to executive staff members of large corporations.